Civil servants. English civil servants are very different from European civil servants. In Europe, but not in Scandinavian countries, civil servants seem to think that they are soldiers. They shout and give you orders. When they speak, you hear the sound of guns. They cannot lose wars, so they lose their papers instead. They think the most important thing in the world is to make more jobs for more civil servants. A few difficult people, who are not civil servants, make life hard for them. They ask too many questions, or they have terrible problems. European civil servants know what to do to these difficult people. They make them wait in cold and dirty waiting rooms. They make them stand up all the time, and they shout at them in a rude way. If a difficult person asks for something, the civil servant always smiles happily and says no. Sometimes European civil servants play this clever little game. A difficult person goes to a civil servant's office on the third floor and asks a question. "I don't know," the civil servant says. "Go and ask the civil servant in the office on the fifth floor." The difficult person goes to the office on the fifth floor and asks the question again. "I don't know," the civil servant on the fifth floor says. "Go to the office on the second floor." The difficult person goes to the office on the second floor and asks the question again. "Go to the third floor," the civil servant on the second floor says. So the difficult person goes back to the office on the third floor and speaks to the same civil servant in the same office again. "But I told you to go to the fifth floor," the first civil servant shouts. The difficult person goes to the fifth floor, and another civil servant sends him back to the second floor, round and round and round. European civil servants play this game all day until the difficult person is tired and goes home, or goes mad, and asks someone to take him to a hospital for mad people. If this happens, the civil servant says, "Not here! Go to the office on the second floor!" Soon, the difficult person does not want to go to hospital and goes home.